Welcome, dear listeners, to another engrossing episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. Today, we're traveling, in our minds, of course, to the breathtaking landscapes of Oregon, a state known for its staggering mountains, pristine beaches, and verdant forests, and a place that boasts some of the most serene campgrounds in the United States. Amidst this natural beauty lies our destination, an idyllic, one-of-a-kind campground, aptly named the Whispering Pines. Nestled in the heart of the lush Pacific Northwest wilderness, Whispering Pines has been seducing campers with its tranquility and unspoiled beauty for decades. As we wander deeper into this enchanting sanctuary, we encounter its owner, a man whose passion for nature is rivaled only by his love for his campers. Meet Enoch Baxter, a humble man with twinkling eyes that reflect the wisdom he's gathered from countless years spent in nature's lap. Enoch is not just the proprietor of Whispering Pines, he's its soul. The stories he carries, the challenges he's faced, and the triumphs he's savored are all etched into the spirit of the campground. Today's episode is titled The Campground Fly Fishing Lesson, Introducing Guests to a Peaceful Pastime, in which Enoch will share a story that presents a captivating blend of challenge, struggle, and eventual triumph. Join us as we delve into this fascinating tale, hearing firsthand from Enoch, learning from his experiences, and understanding how he transformed a difficult challenge into an opportunity to enhance the camping experience for all those who step foot in Whispering Pines.
Where do I start? It was a calm sunny morning at Whispering Pines. The birds were singing, the creek was babbling, and our campers were starting to stir from their tents. But as it often does, a challenge soon presented itself. We had a group of campers that summer, mostly city folks who were hungering for something new, something unique to our camping experience. They'd done the hiking, the bird watching, but they were keen on learning something that not only engaged them, but also soothe and relax. And then it struck me, why not introduce them to the peaceful pastime of fly fishing? The challenge, however, was not just introducing them to fly fishing, but doing so in a way that was engaging and memorable. The art of fly fishing is not easy to grasp. It requires patience, finesse, and an understanding of nature. I had to figure out how to instill these qualities in our guests, all while ensuring they were enjoying the process. I mulled over a few possible solutions. I could hire an outside professional, sure, but that would rob the campers of the authentic experience of learning from someone deeply connected to the surroundings. I could also create a self-learning module with guides and videos, but that sounded impersonal and detached. My third option was to take this challenge head-on, to be the guide myself. This option resonated with me. I wanted to be the one to introduce the campers to this skill that had been my solace for many years. I wanted them to learn from someone who'd spent countless hours in these waters, understanding the art of fly fishing in the very essence of Whispering Pines. Implementation, as you'd expect, was a journey in itself. I began by gathering all the essential equipment. Next came the task of creating a curriculum that was simple enough for beginners, but didn't seem too elementary for the more experienced campers. I then announced the first session. The turnout was heartening, about 30 eager faces, anxiously waiting for their first taste of fly fishing. We faced a few roadblocks along the way, of course. Some campers struggled with the patience fly fishing requires. Others found it challenging to cast the line accurately. But with each hurdle, I saw an opportunity for growth, for learning. Through constant encouragement and hands-on demonstrations, campers began to overcome these challenges. They started to understand the rhythm and grace of fly fishing. The smiles on their faces and the calm they seemed to exude was my measure of success. The impact this simple program had on the campground was profound. Not only did our campers learn a new skill, but they also discovered a new way to engage with nature, a chance to find peace in the rhythm of the water and the flick of the wrist. They started to understand why I named this place Whispering Pines. They could hear the whispering winds, the gentle lullaby of the creek, and the rustle of the pines just a bit clearer. The fly fishing program brought a sense of calm and tranquility to our campground that was like nothing I'd seen before. The best practice I learned from this entire experience is that authentic and personal experiences win every time. No fancy equipment or high-tech solutions can replace the simple joy of learning a skill from a fellow human, especially when you're surrounded by the beauty of nature. It's a lesson I apply to every new challenge I face at Whispering Pines, and it continues to serve me well.
As we reach the end of Enoch Baxter's captivating narrative, we are left with the echoes of his wisdom and the realizations he had during his journey to introduce his campers to the tranquil pastime of fly fishing. The story of Whispering Pines is a testament to the power of personal and authentic experiences in creating lasting memories and cultivating rich relationships with nature. Enoch's wisdom is not just of personal value, but it serves as a beacon for other campground owners and operators navigating their own challenges. The key takeaway from his narrative is the significance of authenticity. By choosing to personally guide his campers through the fly fishing experience, Enoch fostered a deeper connection with his guests, and in turn, they formed a deeper connection with the serene environment of Whispering Pines. Furthermore, Enoch's journey demonstrated that every challenge is an invitation to learn and grow. His decision to personally teach fly fishing required courage and commitment, but it bore sweet fruit in the end. It elevated the camping experience at Whispering Pines and will likely continue to do so for generations to come. This brings us to the end of another engaging episode of MC Campground Chronicles. We hope you found Enoch's story inspiring and that it sparked new ideas for your own camping endeavors. As always, we thank you for joining us on this journey and encourage you to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We'll meet again soon with another intriguing story from a different corner of our beautiful country. Until then, keep chasing those campfire tales and creating unforgettable memories under the star-studded blanket of the great outdoors. Goodbye for now and happy camping!